In this episode of A-Level Political Ideologies, I'll be talking about the life and works of Michael Oakeshott. Working as an academic at Cambridge, Oxford, and the London School of Economics for most of his life, Michael Oakeshott was one of the main political theorists of the 20th century, being born at the very turn of the century in 1901 himself. His father was a civil servant and, interestingly, a member of the Fabian Society, which was an early socialist movement that helped to establish the Labour Party at the turn of the 20th century. But actually, for Michael Oakeshott, the fact that he lived through the rise of fascism during the 1930s and the rise of communism as well, he turned against the extremes of the left and right, and his philosophy emphasises the importance of pragmatism, the importance of keeping traditions, and the importance of not following abstract ideologies. His most famous essay, published in 1956, was called On Being a Conservative, and it's in this work where his famous phrases relating to these ideas of pragmatism and tradition and empiricism come across. He builds on the metaphor used by the ancient Greek philosopher Plato of a ship of state. So the idea that the state is a ship that is sailing across a sea and that it needs to be captained. So in Plato's view, those captains should be philosopher kings, so people who are well educated, but someone needs to be able to steer the ship. In Oakeshott's view, he believes that you should be quite wary of people who claim to be able to steer the ship of state. The idea being that these would-be pilots or captains of the ship of state may have kind of abstract ideologies that they are following, or ideas for their own personal power or gain of some kind that will not be in the interest of the people and could actually damage the ship of state and damaged society. It's very obvious that this is based on the experiences of seeing Hitler come to power, Mussolini come to power, and Stalin come to power during his lifetime, and the kind of havoc and chaos that their strong ideologies had wrought across Europe. These ideas of being very cautious of such people link to the idea of human imperfection, that human beings are intellectually, morally, and psychologically imperfect and are therefore incapable of making decisions about some form of ideal society. And actually, it's better for the interests of all people to continue with the status quo than to radically change the way in which society or the state is run for some kind of ideal that may not happen at the end, as the kind of projects of fascism and communism proved, and that the people who say that they are able to captain that ship of state to this ideal destination are probably flawed within themselves. So yeah, it's that central principle that humans are imperfect and cannot make these kind of big sweeping changes, and if someone is saying that they can do that, then you should be very cautious of them and actually rather take a very slow, gradual, pragmatic approach to any change in order to avoid radicalization of any kind. He sums up this idea by saying that in political activity, men sail a boundless and bottomless sea, meaning that politics itself is has huge depths to it that no human would ever be able to fully understand. So if someone claims that they can understand like everything about the state or everything about society, then it's impossible for them to be right. And instead, you should prefer the tried to the untried, the familiar to the unknown. So always follow traditions, follow the status quo as the most sure way of making sure that the state is secure and that society continues. There may still be inequalities in that. It may not be perfect, but it is better to make sure that the state is safe. So this again links to ideas of Thomas Hobbes, in that humans are most interested in making sure that they are secure. An obvious criticism of continuing to follow the status quo is that no change will ever happen. So again, if you are in a group of people that are suffering from inequalities of various different kinds, in this view, you know, those changes should not necessarily be made. There's also the idea that if we take this ship of state metaphor, in his view, it's almost like better to be continuing to kind of float in the water and going along, you know, in kind of like the calm seas. But actually, if there is no destination, is that a problem? You know, you can see, again, if you take the metaphor that if someone grabs the wheel and takes it off into some kind of storm, then that's a problem. But equally, just floating along aimlessly, is that a problem for states and society? Should they have more kind of like aims and goals to try and achieve? So Michael Oakeshott's powerful defence of a non-ideological style of politics supported pragmatic and cautious approaches. He argued that political ideas are too complex for humans to grasp, and that there should be minimal state interference in people's lives to avoid the dangerous examples that have been presented by the rise of fascism and communism in Europe during the 20th century in which he lived. Tradition and the status quo are much more preferable to ensure the smooth running of the state and society.